Shalom, shalom, people of God. I greet you all in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. People of God, today, by the grace of God, we are going to talk about the sword of the Spirit. The sword of the Spirit. This is a prophetic message. I invite you to listen to this message. You are going to be blessed. Jesus Christ of Nazareth is the Word. In the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God. And the Word was God. Jesus Christ of Nazareth is the Word. You and I, we are blessed because of the Word of God. The Word of God delivers. The Word of God sanctifies. The Word of God blesses. Hallelujah. Be connected, my brother, my sister. Jesus Christ of Nazareth loves you. This program is called Dedicate. We present this program every Tuesday, every Wednesday, and Friday from 1 p.m. South Africa time in English. And the Dedicate in French, it is from 1:30 every Tuesday, every Wednesday and Friday. I would like also to present other programs. We have midnight prayers every Tuesday, every Wednesday and every Friday from South Africa time. Midnight prayers, Monday and Wednesday, midnight prayers in French, and Friday, midnight prayer only in English. You and I, who speak English, my brother, my sister, I invite you to join us during our midnight prayers every Friday. And Sunday, we have our Sunday live service from 2:30. Be connected in this radio directly. All is for the glory of God. Jesus Christ loves you, my brother, my sister. We also do have our WhatsApp group of prayer, of deliverance, every Tuesday and every Thursday from 9 p.m. South Africa time. Should you want to join us in our WhatsApp group, please feel free to contact Pastor Daniel Waxon to the following number, +27 62 791 6167. Jesus Christ loves you. My name is Pastor Daniel Waxon. In the studio, Healing Sermons and the Prayer House. Healing Sermons and the Prayer House is a prophetic and a deliverance radio broadcast channel. All is for the glory of God. Today, it is another day the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth has made for us. Raise up your voice, my brother, my sister, as we start our service. Yes, because you say thank you, Jesus Christ, for your love. Thank you, Jehovah, for your kindness. Thank you, Jehovah, for your goodness you have renewed early this morning in my life. I am breathing because you have granted me this grace. I am alive. Let my body, spirit, and soul worship you. Pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Begin to pray. Begin to pray, my brother. Pray, my sister, in the name of Jesus Christ. Yes, pray. Oh Lord, bless me by the word of today. I want to understand the sword of the Spirit. Today it is part one. Wednesday it will be part two by the grace of God. Yes, today, Tuesday, part one. Tomorrow, part two by the grace of God. Oh Lord, bless me by the word of today. Bless me by the word of today. Deliver me by the word of today. Sanctify me, Lord. Sanctify me. Purify me, Jehovah. I desire you. I need you. Yes. May your word deliver me. May your word deliver me. May your word heal me. May your word sanctify me. May your word bless me. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, pray.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Be connected where you are, my brother, my sister. May you take your Bible. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 17. Yes. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 17. Be connected.
Should you? Yes, Lord, I worship you, Lord Jesus Christ, I worship you, oh, yes, Lord, I worship you, for your name is holy.
The name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth is holy. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 17. I begin to read in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Be connected. The name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth is holy. Is holy. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 17. I begin to read. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Let me read it again. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Let us pray. Father Lord, I thank you for today. I thank you, Jehovah, King of Glory, for the blessing that you have given us. This morning, we gather here by faith with our brothers and sisters because we love you. We love you, Jehovah. May your word deliver us. May your word heal someone. May your word save us. May your word bless us. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, the sword of the Spirit, that is what we want to use. As soldiers, we are in the Spirit. Teach us, O Lord, how to make use of the sword that you have given us. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, in Jesus' name, amen. My sir, my friend, my brother, my sister, where you are, you may applaud for the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Thank you. I bless everyone who is taking his time to listen to this program. I bless everyone who is connected live to follow this program. The Lord Jesus Christ is rewarding you by the level of your love you have for the Word of God. Be blessed, my brother, my sister, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Yes, the sword of the Spirit. Apostle Paul, he's explaining that you and I, being the soldier of Christ, we need to make use of the sword of the Spirit. And he has explained this. The sword of the Spirit, my brother, my sister, is the Word of God. The sword of the Spirit is the Word of God. You and I, we have to desire the Word of God. We have to love the Word of God. We have to know the Word of God. And we have to obey to the Word of God. When you obey to the Word of God, the Holy Ghost will be happy inside you. And the Holy Ghost will rejoice and to exercise His power inside you. You being the body of the Spirit of God. Remember, the Bible is saying that our body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. But the Spirit of God inside us only desires the Word of God which is inside you. You and I, we have to love the Word of God. We have to desire the Word of God. The Word of God is the Spirit of God. And the Word of God is the mirror of the spirit of man. When you look at the mirror of this world in your bedroom, you will understand the condition of your face. And then what you do is to clean your face if you have understood that your face is dirty. But with the mirror of this world, you will never understand the condition of your spirit. The real you is not your body, but your spirit. You need to beautify your spirit. The Word of God is the mirror of your spirit that makes you understand how clean or dirty is your spirit. My brother, my sister, when you receive the Word of God inside your heart and you obey to the Word of God, the Spirit of God will dwell inside you. Because the Word of God attracts the Spirit of God. It's like water in the swimming pool of Bethesda, according to the book of John chapter 5. Water in the swimming pool of Bethesda attracted the angel of God who was coming to shake the water. Meaning that you and I, we need to have the Word of God inside of us. Desire the Word of God. Eat the Word of God. Then you're going to attract the angel to come and to make the Word of God that you have inside you a living Word of God. That is where the miracle will start. That is where breakthrough will start. That is where deliverance will start. My brother, my sister, this is the truth. Apostle Paul is saying in this message, the sword of the Spirit, part 1, is saying, take the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit. Apostle Paul is explaining that you are a soldier of Christ. In the old covenant, the soldier of God, they were using armors to go and fight against the enemy. The armors of war was made of the helmet to protect the head, the belt, and the shield to protect themselves against the arrows, and the sword. Those are the main elements, of a soldier of the old covenant. Apostle Paul, in the book of Ephesians 6, is now busy explaining spiritually the armor of God in the new covenant. The armor of the soldier in the old covenant was physical. But the armor of the soldier of the new covenant is spiritual. The helmet of salvation, you put your helmet to protect your head. You need to protect your head against evil messages. You need to protect your head against the evil will of God. You need to protect your head against the word of destruction. Your head must be protected, because the salvation that God has given you through Jesus Christ is testified, is confessed and declared by your mouth. By your mouth. And your mouth is in your head. By your ear, that you listen to the word of God. And by your eyes, what you see. All is connected to your head. So you need to protect your head, my brother, my sister. Now, he's saying, take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. The sword of the Spirit. Today, it is part one. We're going to continue tomorrow by the grace of God, part two. The sword of the Spirit is the word of God. The Bible is saying that life and death, they are in the power of your tongue. Your mouth must pronounce the word of God, the word of healing, the word of deliverance. You need to understand this truth, my brother, my sister. You have the power and authority to trample your enemies, coming in the form of a serpent, in the form of a scorpion. But you do it by using the word of God. The word of God. See, my brother, my sister. Jesus Christ of Nazareth is saying in the book of Revelation chapter 2, verse 16. I read it here. He says, therefore, repent, or else I am coming to you quickly, and I will make war against them with the sword of my mouth. So Jesus Christ of Nazareth has the sword of his mouth. The mouth of the Savior, the mouth of the Redeemer, has a sword. And that sword is the word of God. The same apply you and I. We have our mouth. Our mouth is used to pronounce the word. Not any other word, but the word of God, which delivers, which protects, which heals, which saves. The word of God has power. The power to deliver, the power to heal, the power to bless, the power to save. The word of God has the power to curse, the power to bless. Jesus Christ has the sword of the Spirit in his mouth. And he said in the book of Revelation chapter 2, verse 16, that he will curse and destroy the disobedient by the power of the sword of his mouth, meaning that the word of God will be pronounced through the mouth of Jesus Christ to bless and to curse. The Bible is saying, as Jesus Christ is, it is the way we are. My brother, my sister, receive the word of God. Desire the word of God. And make use of the word of God. Because you have received the power and authority, and you exercise that power and authority through your mouth. Everyone on earth has a mouth. The mouth to pronounce the word. But you and I, the word that we pronounce is the word of God. Other people, they do pronounce the word. But the word of this world. But you and I, we pronounce the word of God. How will you pronounce the word of God if you don't desire the word of God? How will you pronounce the word of God if you don't desire the word of God? My brother, my sister, I pray that you desire the word of God. Desire the word of God. Raise up your voice and pray, my Father, give me the love of your word. Give me the love of your word. Give me the love of your word. I want to eat your word. I want to eat your word every day. I want to feed my spirit. I want to feed my spirit. Give me the love of your word. Equip me with the power of your word. Train my tongue, O Lord, to utilize your word. Train my tongue, O Lord. Train my tongue, Jehovah, to utilize your word. To curse, to bless, to deliver, to save, to sanctify. The Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth is transferring the desire of his word in your heart. In Jesus' name, amen. Understand, my brother, my sister. The Samaritan woman in the Bible desired the word of God, the water of life. The Samaritan woman said, "Give me that water, the water of life, the word of God." Desire the word of God, my brother, my sister. Don't miss the service, the dedicate, every Tuesday, every Wednesday, every Friday, from 1 p.m. South Africa time. Don't miss the dedicate. Desire the word of God. Build up your spirit with the word of God. The word of God has a power. And the word of God is power, because Jesus Christ is the author of power, and Jesus Christ is the word of God. Hallelujah. See, the word of God, it is like a knife that has two edges, double-edged sword to cut the chain of your enemies. You will only cut the chain of your enemies by using the word of God with the power and authority. In the book of Hebrews, chapter 4, verse 12, the Bible is saying, I read, "For the word of God is living and active and sharper than any two-edged sword, and piercing as for us the division of soul and spirit, of both joints and marrow, and able to judge the thoughts and intentions of the heart." That is the word of God. By the time you receive the word of God, my brother, my sister, by the time you eat the word of God, by the time you build up your faith with the word of God, you become powerful. Because the word of God inside you will attract the spirit of God, and the spirit of God is power. Be blessed, my brother, my sister. We have finished this service. We're going to continue tomorrow from 1 p.m. South Africa time, part 2. Remember, the title of the dedicate of today was The Sword of the Spirit, part 1. Tomorrow, by the grace of God, we're going to see part 2, The Sword of the Spirit. The biblical verses that we have used today is Ephesians chapter 6, verse 17, Revelation chapter 2, verse 16. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12. And tomorrow we're going to carry on with the other biblical verses, starting with 1 Samuel chapter 17, from 32 to 49. My name is Pastor Daniel Waxon in the studio, Healing Sermons and the Prayer House of the Church Trinity of the Most High God. This service will be published very soon on our website www.themosthighgod.org. Remember, Jesus Christ of Nazareth loves you. Our YouTube channel is Waxon. It is O-U-A-K-S-O-N. Our Facebook page is The Perfect Healer. Be blessed in the name of Jesus Christ. Should you have any prayer request, feel free to contact Pastor Daniel Waxon to the following number, +27 62 791 6167. Be blessed in the name of Jesus Christ. Remember, my brother, my sister, Jesus Christ of Nazareth loves you. He's the God of love. He's the God of peace. Shalom, people of God. We meet again tomorrow from 1 p.m. South Africa time.
Go check out Healing Sermons and Prayer House with Pastor Daniel Waxon. Available today on Podbean and more. Go to podbean.com and search Healing Sermons and Prayer House. Offering live healing services on this radio channel. This offer is for a maximum of 5 family members that can enter the online healing studio to pray for the sick. Check out the website for more information, themosthighgod.org, and tune into the podcast. You can also find it on Spotify, Amazon Music, YouTube as well. Search Healing Sermons with Pastor Evangelist Daniel Waxon, the founder of the Trinity of the Most High God. That's D-A-N-I-E-L-O-U-A-K-S-O-N. Many episodes up for you to listen to already. Make sure you subscribe to be notified of future releases. And you can also connect and stay tuned on Perfect Healer on Twitter at Daniel Markatu. Or just download the Podbean app and stream directly from there. That's Healing Sermons and Prayer House with Pastor Daniel Waxon. Go listen, download, and subscribe today.